Welcome to the body scan meditation. I invite you to take a comfortable position for this practice, either seated in a chair or lying on the floor with your legs extended, the feet just gently falling away from one another, and your hands and arms at your side. And starting by bringing attention to the points of contact, feeling into the felt sense of the sensations created by the body weight pressing down onto the surface or the surfaces that are supporting it, or perhaps the sensations created by one part of your body resting on another part of the body. As we move into this body scan practice, remembering that the intention that we bring to this particular practice is to meet the body and its sensations with as much kindness and curiosity and non-judgment as possible. Really opening to the experience of being awake and alert to the body in this moment. And now noticing the particular dimensions of the body, from the head to the tips of the toes, and the width from side to side. The depth from front to back. And then noticing the presence of the breath. And I invite you now to bring attention to the belly, and for a few moments to focus on the sensations of the abdomen as it rises with each inhalation and then contracts with each exhalation. And just as with any mindfulness practice, at certain times you're going to notice that the mind is wandering. At least for most of us, that's a very normal and natural part of the practice. So when you notice that the mind has wandered off from body awareness, I invite you to just simply notice that the mind has wandered, and if it's supportive to you, to give a simple label to where the mind has wandered off to then escort your attention back to the particular area of the body where the guidance is in that moment. So now staying with the breath for another couple of breaths. And now shifting attention to the left side of the body and then moving down the left side into the left leg, down into the left foot, and then finally reaching the left big toe. And what is it that you experience right now in the left big toe. There could be many different varieties of sensation. Itching, tingling, scratching, pressure, heat, cold, dryness or dampness. Or perhaps there's a lack of sensation in the left big toe. Whatever your experience is there, that's your experience. And the invitation is, as best you can, to bring kind and curious, non-judgmental awareness. Putting out the welcome mat for this part of the body. And then breathing with your experience. And letting it be just for this moment. And from the left big toe, moving through the other toes of the left foot, perhaps even feeling into the presence of the spaces between the toes. And then from the toes, moving with attention into the ball of the foot and the arch, the sole and the heel of the foot. Bringing attention to the sides of the left foot and to the top of the foot. And then perhaps even feeling deep into the foot to the level of the bones and the tendons and the ligaments. Even if that's just in your mind's eye, recognizing the presence of these parts of the left foot. And now holding the entire left foot in your field of awareness, moving up into the left ankle, circling the left ankle with attention, noticing how where you bring attention, awareness follows. And from the left ankle, bringing attention to the left Achilles tendon and then up into the left calf. Perhaps in the left calf, you're feeling some sensations of pressure, especially if you're lying down. Circling around to the front of the left lower leg, to the shin. And holding the entire left lower leg in kind and curious awareness and breathing. And arriving now in the left knee. Circling the knee with attention. Perhaps even feeling into the angle of the knee and noticing how the body gives you feedback at the level of sensation, which allows you to have a feeling or a sense of what the angle of the knee is. Now moving into the left thigh, bringing attention to all the various aspects of the left thigh, the large muscle groups, Any sensations in the back of the thigh? Perhaps that's a point of contact. If you're sitting and your hands are resting on your thighs, perhaps that's a point of contact on the upper aspect of the thigh. Bringing attention up into the groin area and the hip, where the left calf meets the torso. And then opening the field of awareness to the entire left thigh. And then down into the knee and the lower leg and the foot to hold the entire left leg in your field of awareness. And breathing with the experience. And moving from the left leg, bringing attention into the right big toe, noticing any sensation or lack of sensation in this part of the body. And then moving through each of the other toes of the right foot. Perhaps even feeling into the spaces in between the toes. Bringing attention to the ball of the right foot and the arch, to the entire sole of the right foot and the heel. To the sides of the foot and to the top of the foot. If it's available to you, also feeling deeply into the foot to the level of the bones and the tendons and the ligaments. To then hold the entire right foot in your field of awareness. Breathing with that experience, noticing how the breath is always present for you. It can just be softly in the background as you hold the right foot in the foreground of your attention. Moving up into the right ankle. Moving into the right Achilles tendon and up into the right calf. Circling around to the front of the right lower leg, feeling into the felt sense of the presence of your shin in this moment. And then holding the right lower leg in your field of awareness and breathing. Moving up into the right knee. Once again, noticing the angle of the knee. Perhaps feeling deeply into the knee joint, even if that's only in your mind's eye. Just remembering the presence of the knee joint. And then shifting focus once again into the right thigh. From the knee all the way up to where the right thigh attaches at the torso, at the hip and the groin. Noticing the sensations of these large muscle groups in the right thigh. Perhaps even feeling deeply into the thigh to the level of the femur bone. And breathing with your experience of the right thigh. And then opening to the entire right leg, holding that entire right leg in your field of awareness from top to bottom. And then opening to the left leg so that you're holding both the left and the right leg in your field of awareness. Feeling into the felt sense of their presence in this moment, and breathing. And now shifting focus once again, bringing attention into the pelvic area. And remembering as best you can to bring kind and curious, non-judgmental and compassionate awareness into this part of the body. Again, starting at the perineum at the very, very bottom of the torso. And then bringing attention to any sensations around the anus. And then in the large muscle groups of the buttocks. Moving into the two hips. And then coming around to the front, to the pelvic basin, and to the very lowest part of the belly, where you might be able to discern some sensations of the breath. And then bringing attention into the groin and the genital region. And then opening the field of awareness to the entire pelvic region. And breathing. And now shifting attention once again, bringing attention to the sacral area at the very, very bottom of the spine. And then moving up into the low back, bringing attention to any sensations, both at the level of the spine itself and as part of the large muscle groups on either side of the spine. From the low back, moving up into the mid back. Perhaps in these parts of the back, you're able to feel into the presence of sensations of the breath as the torso expands and contracts. Moving up into the upper back now. And then opening your field of awareness to the entire back of the torso. From the edge of the shoulders at the top all the way down to the sacrum at the bottom. And then from the back, bringing attention to the areas under the two arms. Both sides simultaneously, and then slowly, gently moving down the two flanks, the two sides of the torso simultaneously. Perhaps here you're also able to feel into the presence of the sensations of the breath as the torso expands and contracts with each inhalation and exhalation. And then arriving at the hips once again, and then moving from the two hips into the abdominal area, starting at the low belly, and then allowing your field of awareness to expand to include the entire belly. Feeling into the felt sense of this part of the body, perhaps feeling sensations connected to the breath as the belly rises and falls. Perhaps feeling the sensations of the pressure of your clothes. Or perhaps you're aware of the presence of the digestive organs. Spending just a moment here, also bringing attention deep into the abdomen, right down to the level of the organs of digestion and elimination and reproduction. And breathing with your experience. And now from the belly, moving up to the area where the rib cage starts, feeling into the felt sense of that transition between the softness of the belly and the relative hard quality where the ribs begin. And from that border of the rib cage, moving up into the chest, starting with any sensations on the surface of the chest, at the level of the skin and the breasts, and then feeling more deeply down into the level of the rib cage and the cartilage, into the chest cavity itself, perhaps feeling into the sensations of the heartbeat, or the expansion and contraction of the lungs with each breath. And then opening your field of awareness to the entire front of the torso, from the collarbones, the chest, down through the ribs, all the way down into the belly, to the low belly, and just feeling this area of the body, holding it in the field of awareness, and breathing. Now bringing attention into the two shoulders, starting at the area where the shoulders meet the neck, and then moving outwards on both sides to the area where the upper arms attach to the torso, holding both sides, both shoulders in your field of awareness. noticing any sensations in this part of the body. And just meeting whatever's there with a quality of welcoming and openness as best you can. And now moving from the shoulders down into the upper arms, both sides simultaneously. And then down into the elbows, both the external part of the elbow, the pointy part of the elbow where the bone is, and the internal crease of the two elbows. Down into the two forearms. Arriving at the wrists. And then from the wrists, bringing attention into the palms of the two hands. Feeling into the felt sense of any sensations that are available to you at the level of the two palms. And then bringing attention to the two thumbs, to the index fingers, to the middle fingers, to the ring fingers, to the pinky fingers. And then feeling into the space in between the fingers. Bringing attention to the backs of the two hands, to then open your field of awareness to the presence of both hands simultaneously. And now once again, moving into the wrists, and then the two forearms, the elbows, the upper arms, and the shoulders. To then open the field of awareness to both hands and arms and shoulders simultaneously, and breathing with your experience. And now moving, bringing attention to the area where the neck attaches to the shoulders, and moving up into the back of the neck, bringing attention to the two sides of the neck, and around to the front of the neck, perhaps feeling deeply into the sensations in the throat and the upper esophagus as you swallow. Now bringing attention to the back of the head. If you happen to be lying down, this is a point of contact. So you're feeling perhaps some pressure there and some stronger sensation. And moving around to the sides of the head, including the external structure of the ears, bringing attention to the internal structure of the ears as well, and to the sound of my voice, or to the presence of any other sounds in your environment right now. And now moving into the area of the two temples. And then to the top of the head. And from the top of the head, gently dropping down into the forehead area. And then into the brow area. Now feeling into the presence of the eyes, both any sensations on the surface, perhaps related to the presence of the eyelids, and then deeper down into the eye sockets. Noticing the presence of any sensations at the level of the bridge of the nose in between the two brows. And then moving down into the external structure of the nose, the tip of the nose and the nostrils. Feeling into where the external structure of the nose meets the cheeks and the area under the eyes. And then perhaps you're aware of sensations in the sinus passages themselves as you breathe in and out through the nose. And then bringing attention to the two cheekbones. And then allowing your attention to radiate outwards to encompass both cheeks. All the way out to the border with the ear and all the way down to the jawline. And then coming back to the central part of the face and feeling into any sensation in the upper lip between the nose and the mouth. Feeling into the presence of the two lips themselves. And then bringing attention inside the mouth, feeling into the presence of the gums and the teeth, the tongue and the upper and lower palate, and the back of the throat. And now exiting the mouth and bringing attention to the chin. And then opening the field of awareness to the entire face and head. And breathing with the experience. And now from the face and head, while maintaining contact with that part of the body, allowing your field of awareness to open to the entire rest of the body, moving down through the neck and the shoulders, the arms and the hands, and then down through the torso, and into the pelvic area and down through the legs and into the feet. To then hold your entire physical form in kind and curious and compassionate awareness, and breathing with the experience. Noticing the presence of any particular thoughts or emotions or any physical sensations that might be standing out for you in this moment. Perhaps there's some discomfort or some tightness after more than half an hour of sitting still or lying still. The invitation is, as best you can, to meet whatever is here in this moment with gentleness, with a quality of openness and acceptance, even if it's just for this breath right now. And if it feels like you need to move the body in order to adjust your position to be more comfortable, the invitation is to do that with as much mindful awareness and sense of embodiment as possible. Remembering that if there are areas that are uncomfortable, there's also the choice of bringing kind and curious awareness right into that part of the body, breathing with it and exploring what the particular qualities are in this moment, labeling them. And noticing how from moment to moment they transform and change. And another choice is to bring attention to the breath, or to bring attention to another part of the body, or to the body as a whole. In that way, remembering that our embodied experience is multifaceted. Even in the presence of discomfort, we can usually find parts of the body that in that moment are actually feeling pretty good. So staying present with your sense of the body as a whole for just another minute, breathing with the experience, softening the belly, allowing this moment to be just as it is. before we conclude this body scan meditation, I invite you, if this feels okay for you, to take just a moment to extend some gratitude to the body. Even those of us who have had very, very difficult times in the body, who might even be experiencing difficulties now, chronic pain or illness, even in the midst of these difficulties, there's so much to be thankful for these bodies of ours. And now to conclude, I invite you to follow the complete cycle of three full breaths, bringing attention to the sensations of the inhalation and the exhalation. And when you finish those three full breaths, you can gently wiggle your fingers and toes and open your eyes.